Today in Science from Wired.
California wants to make cheap insulin. Here's how it could work. The state plans to roll out biosimilars that mimic brand name versions at a dramatically reduced price. By Emily Mullen. Earlier this month, California Governor Gavin Newsom announced that the state would produce its own insulin in an effort to combat rising prices. Nothing epitomizes market failures more than the cost of insulin, he said in a July 7th video posted on Twitter. People should not go into debt to get their life-saving medication. There are more than 30 million Americans with diabetes, and around 8 million of them take insulin, a hormone to regulate their blood sugar. Americans who are uninsured or those who have high deductible health plans may pay hundreds of dollars a month for insulin. In a 2019 study, around 1 in 4 users reported having to skip doses or use less of it than prescribed because of the cost. Under Newsom's plan, California would make insulin similar to currently available brand name versions, known as biosimilars. State officials haven't worked out exact cost targets, but Alex Stack, Deputy Communications Director for the Governor's Office, says patients can expect to pay anywhere from 47 to 95% less than what they currently do. The savings will depend on a person's insurance status. If we can do it, there's no reason others can't and still make money, says Stack. The plan would set aside $100 million of the state's $308 billion budget for the effort. Initially, California will spend $50 million to acquire insulin from a manufacturing partner to get a product to the market as quickly as possible. Stack expects that to happen by the beginning of 2024. Eventually, the state will spend another $50 million to build a California-based manufacturing facility that will create what Newsom calls a stronger supply chain. While the state hasn't worked out distribution details yet, Stack says the insulin it makes would be to anyone in the U.S., not just California residents. California's effort isn't the only one aimed at lowering the cost of insulin. Civica, a nonprofit pharma company based in Utah, announced in March that it would manufacture and distribute its own low-cost insulin. The company plans to make biosimilar versions of the three insulins that account for most daily use in the United States, Lantus, Humalog, and Novolog, in both vials and pens. Civica is building a $140 million facility in Virginia where it will manufacture the insulin, among other drugs. Civica intends to limit its prices to $30 for a vial and $55 for a box of 5 pen cartridges. How long this might last a person depends on factors like their weight, diet, and whether they have type 1 or type 2 diabetes. Our pricing is based on what it costs to manufacture and distribute the product, plus a small margin that makes production sustainable, says Alan Coquel, Civica's Senior Vice President of Public Policy. Coquel says Civica will make its insulin widely available to drugstores across the U.S., including online ones. We'll make it available at any pharmacy that wants to purchase it and abides by our pricing policy, which is not to mark it up too much before it gets to the patient, Coquel says. It can take 7 to 8 years and $100 million to $250 million to develop a biosimilar, but California and Civica are shortening that timeline by partnering with manufacturers that are already in the process of making their own insulin. California hasn't chosen a manufacturer, but Civica has partnered with a biotech company in India that has developed the technology for making biosimilar insulin. Civica is also aiming to have its first insulin product on the market in 2024. Insulin was first discovered in 1921, and the following year, a 14-year-old boy suffering from diabetes became the first person treated with it. The medical breakthrough won a Nobel Prize in 1923. The hormone was originally taken from the pancreas of cows and pigs, but in 1978, scientists figured out how to make a synthetic human version. It was the first drug made via genetic engineering. Since then, three companies have dominated the U.S. insulin market: Eli Lilly, Novo Nordisk, and Sanofi. Manufacturing insulin is no small task. It's considered a biological drug, one that's made using living cells. Biologics are made of large molecules and are complex to manufacture. By contrast, most current medicines are small molecule drugs that are chemically derived and can be easily mass-produced. To produce insulin, scientists start with large tanks of yeast or bacteria cells modified with a human gene that contains instructions on how to make the insulin protein. The yeast or bacteria cells churn out the protein, which is then extracted and purified into vials or injectable pens. It's not just about combining some ingredients and getting a chemical reaction. There's a lot more that goes into making a complicated biologic, says Waleed Jalad, director of the University of Pittsburgh Center for Pharmaceutical Policy and Prescribing. Eli Lilly, for example, employs around 5,000 engineers and other scientists to oversee its insulin manufacturing process, according to Antoinette Forbes, Associate Vice President of Public Affairs. Previously, manufacturers couldn't produce cheaper versions of insulin even if they wanted to. Because biologics aren't traditional drugs, they couldn't be copied into generics, drugs that are chemically identical to brand-named ones. A 2010 law changed that, creating a process for the Food and Drug Administration to approve biosimilars. The FDA streamlined the pathway for insulin in 2020, clearing the way for more competition. It approved the first insulin biosimilar, Semglee, which can be substituted for Lantus, in July 2021. According to GoodRx, Semglee costs around $100 a vial, while Lantus can be $300 or more. The high cost of insulin has also been blamed on pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs, companies that act as intermediaries to negotiate prices between insurers and drug manufacturers. Manufacturers compete for their drugs to be covered by health plans by offering rebates and discounts, which critics say allows them to raise their initial list prices. PBMs in turn take a cut of these rebates. The practice was the subject of a 2-year bipartisan investigation by the Senate Finance Committee, the findings of which were released in January 2021. The reason for the price increase is this rebate game that's being played, not because the product is enhanced or it's costing more to manufacture, says Campbell Hutton, Vice President of Regulatory and Health Policy at JDRF, a New York-based nonprofit that funds type 1 diabetes research. California's plan calls for no such rebates. When contacted by Wired, representatives from Eli Lilly, Novo Nordisk, and Sanofi all wrote that they're not making more money as insulin prices rise for patients. They said the actual revenue they earn from their insulins after discounts and rebates has continued to decline over the past several years. Adam Gluck, Senior Vice President and Head of U.S. Corporate Affairs at Sanofi, wrote that the net price of its insulin, what the company makes after paying rebates, has declined by 54% since 2012. PBMs have demanded rebates for pharmaceutical products for nearly 2 decades, and they are an ingrained feature in our healthcare system, he wrote. From 2016 to 2021, the net price per vial that Eli Lilly earned from its insulin Humalog decreased by 26%, a spokesperson for the company wrote. And Allison Schneider, a spokesperson for Novo Nordisk, wrote that her company's net price has also fallen over the past 5 years due to rebates and discounts it pays. The U.S. healthcare system is very complex, with players across the entire supply chain influencing market dynamics. Many factors determine what patients pay out of pocket for insulin, she wrote. The companies all offer patient assistance programs to help people who can't afford the cost of insulin, and each has its own eligibility criteria. In addition to California's and Civica's plans, Democratic members of Congress are also targeting high insulin costs. In March, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the Affordable Insulin Now Act, which would cap out-of-pocket insulin costs at $35 per month for Americans with private insurance and Medicare. The measure, supported by President Biden, has not passed the Senate. Earl Hirsch, an endocrinologist at the University of Washington who specializes in treating diabetes, says California's and Civica's initiatives are interesting ways to get around the insulin pricing issue. When you put these together, they could be a complete market disruptor, he says. Still, neither plan is an instant fix for patients who are facing high insulin costs today. Though it's now easier for drug companies to produce and win approval for an insulin biosimilar, any version California or Civica produces will need to go through rigorous testing to make sure it's safe and similar enough to the brand names already on the market. The biggest challenge is going to be making sure everything gets regulatory approval from the FDA, Hirsch says. There's no room for any mistakes with this.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more science news at wired.com/science.